Please welcome Rachel Ross.
I just want to mention that there's a storytelling tradition that has started in Morro Bay that's on the third Thursday of every month, so that's tomorrow. It's only been it's at Top Dog, the cappuccino place on Main Street, and it's been going 4 months, and the theme tomorrow night is catastrophe or epiphany. So if any of you storytellers want to hightail it over to Morro Bay, they would love to have you. I'll be there. When I thought of this theme, Never Say Never, I had a really hard time coming up with a story, because I think of it as somebody telling you, you can never do that, but yes, I can, kind of an inspirational thing. And I've had a really wonderful, blessed life. I had really wonderful parents. They never put me down. They never said, you can't do this. No teacher ever said, you'll never make it. Nobody ever said, you can't do this or open that business or strive for that. So I didn't have a story in that line. So my Never Say Never is a little different take on that. So my mother was a fabulous woman and loved me unconditionally and was very judicious, never yelled, never raged. She was a businesswoman, a fabulous role model, and just a wonderful mother. And when I grew up and got married, I wanted to be a wonderful mother too. And when I had my first child, my son Jesse, I was just thrilled. I loved being a mother, and I thought because I had such a wonderful mother, I had all of that training, and I felt confident, and I just enjoyed it. In fact, I was even known as the baby whisperer. My friends in our playdate group would give me their babies to swaddle and take them into a quiet room, and they would stop crying like that. I just had a knack. I was the baby whisperer, the baby wrangler. Babies were fun. And I remember hearing about mothers who gave their babies bottles in the cribs and how terrible that was, because it would ruin their teeth and they were very bad to do that. And I thought, oh, I'll never do that. That's not, you know, an attentive, good mother doesn't do that. There must be something strange or wrong about that kind of mother. I would never do that. I loved being a mother so much that when my husband and I divorced and I was on my own raising Jesse with the help of my wonderful parents while they were still around, I loved it so much I decided to adopt a second child as a single parent, and I adopted my second son at birth. His name is Mateo. So then I had a 6.5-year-old and a newborn and a new puppy, and it was pretty intense, and I began to feel that kind of bone-chilling exhaustion from being so attentive to other people's needs. And I must admit, there were some mornings where I put my younger one back into the crib with the baby bottle, and I felt really bad about it, but I needed sleep. Luckily, he didn't get any bad teeth from it. It wasn't excessive, but I thought to myself, well, you said you'd never do that, but you can understand now why they do that. So that was a little enlightenment, just a dose of enlightenment. And then as my children got older, I continued to enjoy my interaction with them. I took them on so many adventures. We had good times together, me and my two boys. And I recall standing in line at a fast food place, which is where not so good mothers go. But when you're tired, you go and you get fast food for your kids. So I was standing in line and I struck up a conversation with a woman also standing in line. And she looked very, very haggard. Her eyes were really blurry red, and she was very, very down. We started talking, and she had a 15-year-old young man who she said was just out of control. She had to lock him out. She was practicing tough love. Things were not going. My kids were 10 and 4 and a half at that time, and I was sailing. I was the best mom and enjoying it. And I remember, as I'm looking and talking with this woman, conveying empathy, but inside thinking, I'll never do that. She must be doing something wrong. What kind of relationship could you have with a, you know, why would you have to lock out your teenager, and why? She must be doing something wrong. That'll never happen to me. I'll never do that. And there was a news story around that time that I heard a much beloved elementary school principal, beloved by all the children at the elementary school, was reported by her neighbors to Department of Child and Family Services, because the neighbors had seen her teenage son sleeping in the rain in the backyard. She had locked him out, and he had to walk to school in the rain. She would drive by him, and the neighbor saw this and reported her to for an investigation. And it turned out later in the paper, she had been having issues with him. It didn't go into detail, but he was definitely giving her a hard time. And here was a school principal, much beloved, who had been trained to work with kids, who was having this issue with her son. And I thought, she must be doing something wrong. You know, that'll never happen to me. When my kids became teenagers, they were a handful. I had to practice so much tough love and endure a lot of swear words and a lot of things. I became an expert at it. I learned how to tap the phone, install spyware on a computer, and pull an intervention in public school, and work really hard, both as mom and dad, to do things to try to keep my kids on the right path, away from drugs, and not sucked into that pipeline to prison. And I did and said things I never thought I would do. And today my kids are okay. My younger one is a freshman, just started college, and my older one is 25 and has a great job in the creative industry. So Never Say Never has been a great lesson to me, because I learned that nothing human is alien to me. And there but for luck and happenstance go I. So I look at homeless people, or a mom fighting with her kid in public, or slamming the door, and I've learned how important it is not to judge. So today I am a good enough mom, and I realize that Never Say Never can be a very inspiring ode, a very inspiring mantra. Someone tells you, you'll never amount to nothing, or you'll never do that. You can say never, and you can vanquish. And it's also a cautionary tale. Never say that, I'll never do that, that can't be me. Because it's really important to embrace all of our humanity. Thank you.